Okay. Let's go to next Gemara. Daf Bezim and Bezim and Abadim. All the way on the top of the sheet. Again, the Mishnah says, Beitzo Shinol de Beyontif. So Beis Hillel says, it's forbidden to be eaten. Rabbi Yosef Omar, what's the reason? Rabbi Yosef says, Gzeira Mishum Peirois Hanoishrin. It's a Gzeira because of fruits that fall off. What does that mean? Says Rashi. Rabbi Yosef Omar, Taima de Beitza Betan de Goyles and Medes Lachila. The reason why an egg, even by a chicken, that's meant to be eaten, therefore, there should not be a problem of mukts at all. Udakudakimna, like we establish it. Beis Hillel de Asri, and the reason why Beis Hillel forbade it, Mishum Peirois Hanoishrin Mina Ilam de Shabbos. It's like fruits that fall off a tree on Shabbos. Kasauka Daitach, Ashta, and now we're thinking, Gzeirohi, Mishum Peirois Hanoishrin, the Loin Nichlinu. That just like we don't eat fruits that fall off a tree on Shabbos or Yom Tov, for that matter. The Hanami le Peiros Hanoishrim in Ilan Damya, Shavzu Pri Hanoishel. It looks like a fruit that fell off a tree. An egg being laid on Yom Tov is similar to a fruit falling off the tree. And therefore, just like a fruit that fell off a tree, you may not eat on Shabbos and Yom Tov, so too an egg that's laid on Shabbos and Yom Tov may not be eaten. Nukzeira. So Gemara says, "Time am I? What's the reason?" Gemara has a question. We're not going into Gemara's question, but "Time am I? What's the reason why you may not eat fruits that fell off a tree on Shabbos or Yom Tov?" Because if I allow you to eat fruits that fell off a tree on Shabbos and Yom Tov, you might go up there and pluck the tree off the fruit. So therefore, Gemara has a question: "Gzeira l'gzeira." Whatever Gemara's question is, not relevant. But basically, look in Rashi, Gzeri Yalav Yitloish, Dahavi Surah Doraisa, which is in Issa Doraisa, Dahainu Koitzer Shu'av Malacha. Because cutting something off a tree is Av Malacha, it's Issa Doraisa. So therefore, so too, the Beitzer Shinol de Biyantiv is also because of Gzera of Noishlin, fruits which fell off a tree. And why are fruits falling off a tree forbidden on Yantiv? Gzera, you might come and pluck it off the tree. Right? Any questions? Straightforward. Comes along Tosfos. One on the bottom, on the thing. Ach Tema. Tosfos asks a question. Maisha Meyalav Yitlish. What's the big deal if you go and pluck a fruit of a tree on Yom Tov? Ha'afilu lechatchila muter litlish. Do'ichel nefesh muter. Do'ichel nefesh. Why shouldn't you be able, you want the fruit? If I want an animal, meat. Am I allowed to shecht on Yom Tov? Yes. So if I want a fruit, why can't I cut it off the tree in Yom Tov? So how can you say Beit Shnol of Yom Tov is also because of Imperius Anoshin, which is also Shema Yalav Yitloish, you're allowed to go and cut a fruit off a tree. Why shouldn't you be able to cut off a fruit of a tree on Yom Tov? Because after all, Eichel Nefesh should be permitted. The Gam Kosh LeKamon. And later on also, the Mishnah says, in Chav Gimel and Beis, Tanan, Ein tzadim dogin mimad bibrin biyontif. You may not, Mishnah later on, that's actually the next sheet, you may not, Mishnah, second page, number two, Ein tzadim dogin mimad bibrin biyontif. You may not, you have to look up. You may not hunt or capture, you may not capture a fish from the pond on Yontif. Why? Why can't you do it? Right? After all, it's Eichel Nefesh. Should be permitted. Why can't you cut a fruit of a tree in Yom Tov? And why can't you capture a fish from a pond in Yom Tov? You're right. It's Tzedor. It's Toilish. But it's Eichel Nefesh. Should be permitted. That's Tosfos' question. So Tosfos entertains. Why is that? Why is it not Eichel Nefesh? Why is it not permitted? Why shecht an animal I'm allowed to do? Cook the food, the rice I have in my pot I'm allowed to cook. But pluck an apple of the tree, I cannot, and take a fish from the pond, I cannot either.
Seems like it's din and Eichel Nefesh, we have to understand Eichel Nefesh.
Well, that's exactly what I'm trying to do. That's what the shir is. In other words, shir is not about Beis Shnolda, shir is about Eichel Nefesh. What's the story in Eichel Nefesh? So Tosfos, and in other words, again, we know you'll have to shecht, we know you'll have to cook, right? We know you'll have to carry in order to bring my food from one place to the other. All that's committed for Eichel Nefesh. But taking your fruit off the tree cannot be because of Eichel Nefesh. And capturing a fish in the pond, you cannot do either because of Eichel Nefesh. What's the difference? So Tosfos wants to say, and that's actually Rashi Shita and Daf Chof Gimel. So Tosfos says, Aleph, Ve'ein Lema, and don't say, the Chol Dove Shiyachal La'Saisa Me'erev Yantiv, Osa La'Saisa B'Yantiv Atzmai. Ki Lo Yisavid Le Me'erev Yantiv. Maybe Eichel Nefesh is only permitted something which you could not have done on Erev Yantiv. That's where Eichel Nefesh is permitted. Mashenk is something which I could have done Erev Yantiv, could have taken the apple off the tree Erev Yantiv, could have hunted, captured the fish from the big pond on Erev Yantiv. There's no het of Eichel Nefesh. Right? Don't say that, Svara, by the way. Rashi does say that, Svara. Look in Rashi on the second page. Wait. Look in Rashi, that base. Look in Rashi. Shita's Rashi. Two. Aleph by the Rashi. Ein Tzadim Dogim. Afagav, you can't capture fish. Afagav, the Shchita, Vafir, Ubishul, Ma'ovis Melachis Hein. Behutru Lutzerach Yantif. Taimim Mishum, the Eshem Erev Yantif. You can't do that before Yom Tov. Why? The shechita chayish the michma besara, because the meat is not as fresh. Something the meat starts shrinking. We shechta to a day early. Pen yischamen v'yasriach. You might smell that no refrigeration. Avot tzeida efshel tzeidai mibayid yoyim. You can hunt it from the day before. V'yanechen b'mitzudas b'mayim v'lo yamus l'machi yitleu. Put it in your sink.
You hunt
a
fish,
you can spawn too. No, you can after, and then afterwards you can put it inside your sink. In your bathtub. So you can get it out of its ready nitzoid, it's called. It's ready captured. Wait. So therefore, Tosfos says, so maybe that's the reason why Rashi says the Eichel Nefesh is only permitted if you cannot do it on Erev Yantiv. If you can do it on Erev Yantiv, Eichel Nefesh is not permitted. Maybe that's the svara which Rashi entertains, Tosfos wants to say. So he says, that cannot be. Why? Because there's a gemach leikus, Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbanon, on machshirei oichel nefesh. What says machleikus, Rabbi Yehuda Rabbanon, on machshirei oichel nefesh? So it's actually gemara in a few places in Shas. Chav Chesam Abay is one place. Look in number one, on the second page, number one. Dorash Rav Chizda, Vitaim Rav Yosef. Rav Chizda learned, and others say Rav Yosef, Echot Sakin Shenivgema. In other words, I have my knife that I want to use, cut my steak with, and a dolt. I'm allowed to sharpen it. I'm allowed to be mesaken mona. I'm allowed to fix the knife, not to cook the food, but to eat the food. Or I'm allowed to make the spit that I need to roast the animal with. I need a sharp spit, and my spit is not sharp. I can't put the chicken on it. I can't put my goat on the spit. So I'm allowed to fix the spit on Yantif in order to be able to cook my meat. It's called Machshirei Oichel Nefesh. Not Oichel Nefesh per se, Machshirei Oichel Nefesh. So let's learn the Gemara together, Joe. Not you could have done, we're not saying Svaris, we'll learn the Gemara. Say the Gemara like this. Bonin la Machloikas Rebbe Yehuda Rabbanan, Netanya. Machloikas Rebbe Yehuda Rabbanan, Netanya. We learned in the Braisa. Ein ben Yantif leShabbos, ela Eichel Nefesh bavad. The only thing that permitted Yantif is only actually Eichel Nefesh, cooking the food, that's permitted. Rabbi Yehuda Mater, af Machshirei Eichel Nefesh. Rabbi Yehuda even permits Machshirei Eichel Nefesh, preparing something that I need in order to be able to do the Eichel Nefesh. This is called Machshirei Eichel Nefesh. So it was at my time to Tam Kama. What's the reason why Tanakam says only Eichel Nefesh? Amakot says, "Acha sheyochel lechol nefesh, hu levadoi yaseh lechem." Only that's permitted. Hu v'lei machshirav. Only that food, the preparing of food, is permitted, but not preparing the machshir of the food. Machshirei chanefesh is not permitted. Rabbi Yehuda Amakot, Rabbi Yehuda says, "Acha sheyochel lechem, lechem lechol tzarcheichem," which means, you're right. It says. It says, Hu levadi yaseh lachem, but also says, lachem, lachol tzarcheichem. All your needs, you'll have to do it, even machshir oich hanefesh. So by the double arrow, v'idach nami hoksiv hu. So what's Pshat Rabbi Yehuda? He already says lachem, but also says who? Who means only that? Hu asher achashi ya'ochel l'chol nefesh, oichel nefesh, hu levadai yos lachem. Only that you'll have to do. See, tell me, lachem tells me machshir oichel nefesh, but who tells me only that? So what's Pshat? Simur says, v'idach nami hoksiv hu, by the double arrow. Listen to these words. Amalachos, Rabbi Yehuda says, Ksiv hu, uksiv lochem. It says both. It says, who only that, oichel nefesh, but it says lochem, even machshir oichel nefesh. V'loi kasha. Kan b'machshirin, she'ef shel asos me'erev yontif? Kan b'machshirin, she'ef shel asos me'erev yontif? In other words, achashi ochel lochol nefesh, o lochem tells me, even machshirei eichel nefesh. But who, even though it says, lochem, even machshirei eichel nefesh, who levadi yaseh lochem tells me, only if you can do it, you cannot do it erev yontif. If you can do it erev yontif, then you cannot do it. The who is a miut to the lochem. Clear? Comes along Taisus, and Taisus says, what? You pass like a Yehuda, it's irrelevant. But, whatever. One second. Comes along Taisus, like a London, and Taisus says that you see that the svara of something which has to be able to be done before Yontif to forbid me doing it on Yontif is from a separate Gzeres HaKosef of who? Right? If you allow Machshirei Eichel Nefesh, so there's a special pasuk that says who means something that can be done Erev Yontif is not permitted. But according to the Rabbanon, who don't hold of Machshirei Eichel Nefesh, and they just say Eichel Nefesh is permitted, and not Machshirei Eichel Nefesh, they don't have this limud, this limitation on the Eichel Nefesh, that it has to be able to be done, not cannot be done on Erev Yontif. So that cannot be the limitation to Eichel Nefesh, because the Machlekes of Yud Rabbanon is only Machshirei Eichel Nefesh. When Eichel Nefesh per se, there is no Machlekes. And therefore, both Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbana would agree there is no limitation; it needs to be done before Yontif. So how could that be Pshat Rashi?
How does Rashi explain it?
Right. I don't know, but that's Taisa's question. Look in Taisa's question. Understand Taisa's question? Yeah. Look how Lamdan asked the question. Not Svara Machshir Eichel Nefesh be done beforehand. No, but it's learned from a Pesach, and that we don't have Eichel Nefesh. He Taisa's inside. Taisa's in two places. The first page by Aleph. Vein Lame, you can't say. Like Rashi says, the Cholov is Yochel Lasos Merav Yontif. Also Lasos Yontif Atzmoi Kilo Isavid Le Merav Yontif. Why can't we say that? Do Amrinon LeKamon? Because we learn in Daf Chof Ches Hu VeLo Machshirov Pirish Oichel Nefesh VeLo Machshirov and the second Shput Rabbi Yehuda Melachem VeChol Tzeichem Hu Levade Yitzchuch Leis Machshirin Shevtak Merav Yontif. Alma, what do we see by Beis? Dafke BeMachshirin. Only by machshirei eichel nefesh yesh chiluk bein efsha lasos merav yontif bein I efsha. Aval bo eichel nefesh kule alma moide. Everybody agrees da filu efsha lasos merav yontif mutalos es merav yontif. We don't have the who, so that can't be pshat. So what's pshat in Rashi? So Taisa says, you know why you cannot pluck a fruit of the tree? Taisa says, found the Yushalmi that we only learned mishas lisha. I think that's Rashi says. It says, "Asher achish yochel lechol nefesh ulevadi yochel lechem," and then it says, "Shmatem es amatzis." So only mishas shimu ve'elech from lisha, that's where eichel nefesh permitted. Only the final stages. There's a separate Yushalmi, and therefore plucking fruit of a tree is an earlier stage in the preparation of food, not permitted. And capturing a fish is like plucking something off the tree, and therefore that's not permitted. Xeris HaKosef, that's what he learns. Finished. Different Svara. But Rashi did not learn like that. Right? Rashi learned Erev Yontif is permitted. Taisa is a good Kasha. We have no limitation on Eichel Nefesh. What's done in Rashi? Question number one. Very good question. In other words, what is this Yisoid of Rashi of something which cannot be, Eichel Nefesh is only permitted if I couldn't have done it before Yontif? Why? By Machshir Eichel Nefesh, you need a Pasuk to tell me that. So why is this any different? That's really the question, right? Taisa says, we see you need a pasuk to limit me, machshir eichel nefesh, only if it couldn't have been done beforehand. So by Yochanan, if you don't have the limitation, it doesn't, so then it should be permitted, even if you could have done it beforehand. Eichel Nefesh is always permitted. That's the question. Once Eichel Nefesh is permitted, it's always permitted. So the Svar and Rashi has to be, in which way is Eichel Nefesh different, that it does not need a limitation of who to tell me there's something you could have done beforehand, versus Machshir Eichel Nefesh, there you need a limitation. That's really the question. You know the way I'm explaining the question? Explaining this way, because I think there might be an answer in Lomdus. There might be an answer if you explain it this way. That's one question of Tosfos. Another question is the Ran's question. The Ran asked the question that, wait a second. The halacha is like this. Rashi says that something which could have been done beforehand, right? Even for Eichel Nefesh. Without the who, even for Eichel Nefesh, is not permitted, and therefore Rashi says that pluck an apple off the tree could have been done beforehand. Capture a fish could have been done beforehand. Shechita could not have been done beforehand, and that's why it's not permitted for Eichel Nefesh. Says Iran, now wait a second. What's halacha bringing a knife to a bris mila? Is that called mila? That's Deich HaShabbos. Bris Mila is Deich HaShabbos. In Rebbe Eliezer the Mila, 13th parak in Shabbos, bringing a knife to a Mila, is that Deich HaShabbos? Or is that only Machshirei Mila, and it's not Deich HaShabbos? What's Halacha? All know the Halacha. What's Halacha? Cannot bring the knife. Why? It's only Machshirei Mila, it's not Deich HaShabbos. But in Hilchas Yontif, the Halacha is, that you're allowed to bring the knife to the Shoichet, even though it's only Machshirei Eichel Nefesh. Why? If you tell me it's only Machshirei, according to Rashi, that's something which, by the way, the reason why Machshirei is forbidden on Shabbos, because you could have brought the knife before Shabbos. So if according to Rashi, that Eichel Nefesh, the halacha is, that if something could have been done beforehand, then you're not allowed to do it on Yom Tov. So how can you bring the knife to the Sheikhet? You could have brought it beforehand. Same kasha. Vaharaya could have done beforehand, because in Hilchas Mila, it's called Machshirei Mila. And it's not permitted to be Deich HaShabbos. So why then on Yom Tov could you, yes, bring the knife over? It could have been done beforehand. Clearly, it's not more than something you could have done before Yom Tov. You had a question?
Yeah.
We can look in the Ran side, and when I ask you one more question, then you give me all the answers.
Why are we saying, how do we know that Eichel Nefesh is the same as a bris? Bris is not Eichel Nefesh.
I know. I know it's not the same.
It's okay for other reasons.
I know. I think his question means to say, from the fact by bris, you see it's only called Machshirei Mila, that means it could have been done beforehand. So according to Rashi, why is that permitted in Eichel Nefesh? I think that's his question. Look at number three, we'll read it together. Because of Rashi Zal, Avagav the Shechita Vafiyo Bishul Oves Nochazain, Vutub Tzorch Yontev, Mishum the Yevshem Erev Yontev, the Shechita Chashin and Michma Besorah, Pen Yischar and Yeschiach, I would say the Yevshem Letzoyed in Boy Yoyim, Vinechel Mitzvos Mayim Vyom Ezel Mochit Lenan Kan, Vim Sovo Rav Zal, Shat Tzede Vyontev, Asura Midereise, Mahay Taimer, Loi Mechuvah, Da Midereise Loi Mefal Ginnon, Boi Chal Nefesh Atzmoy, Vin Yevshem Ezel Loi Yevshem, Elab Machshirim Bilechut, Mishum Nesib, Hu Levadoi, Hu, We don't have this limitation, has to be done beforehand, because we don't have the who, Ba'ichel Nefesh. Sha'rei, Ma'lich in Sakinet of Tabar B'yomtif. V'ilu v'shabes in Yemila Osir, v'mnei she'ef shel Asoisa, Me'erev Shabbos.
So this is Ba'ichel Nefesh, because
you're
talking about Ma'lich in Sakinet of Tabar.
Correct.
Not just for Mila.
Correct. This question is not by Mila and Yomtif. No. The question is, you can bring the Sakin to the Tabach on Shabbos. Why? If you tell me that on Shabbos you can bring the Sakin because you could have Esher La'Soysa. I shouldn't have said Machshirei, I confused everybody. Meaning, the reason why you cannot bring the knife to the Mila on Shabbos, because you could have done it before Shabbos. So then why could you bring the knife to the butcher if you could have done it before Shabbos? Before Yom Tov. Eichel Nefesh is not permitted, you could have done it beforehand. That's the Ran's question. Second question the Ran has, that you're right. To say that midaraisa, something which could have been done beforehand, is not permitted for Eichel Nefesh purposes, hard to say, because there's no pasuk limiting it like we find by Machshir Eichel Nefesh. So Rashi says, maybe Rashi as far as only the Rabbanon. Chazal said, just like something on Machshir Eichel Nefesh, we find something we could have done beforehand. It's not permitted, Machshirim. So Chazal said, Eichel Nefesh, could have done beforehand, we don't allow it. So the question is, if that's the case, if a guy tried to capture the fish on Erev Yontif, and he didn't succeed, so it's EF show, Latsoy Semer of Yontif. He couldn't do it beforehand. So then he should be okay. So why can't you do that? That's the next question. Vim Niskavan Loima, maybe Rashi means to say, Shebishvilka Chasurum Midivreim, it's only Yotzim Darbonon, ain't a Masmik, it doesn't make sense. Shim Kane, Im also Mitsuyotzim Erev Yontif Rikonis, if his neck came out empty on Erev Yontif, Yemutel Litzub Yontif. It was EF show, Latsoy Semer. It's already subjective. What's the answer, Aryeh?
Seems to me that...
What's the answer? You hear the questions? Another, what is this whole svara in Rashi?
It sounds to me like the Ochel Nefesh, that if you had the opportunity to do it in advance, then it's not Ochel Nefesh. That you don't get into the category of Ochel Nefesh. You're not even a pasuk because it's only Ochel Nefesh if it's already ready to go on Shabbos. I mean, on Shabbos, but... but once you have Ochel Nefesh, now you have another problem. Now you're one step removed to Machshirim Ochel Nefesh. For that, you need a pasuk to be able to say that that if you could have done it before, you could, then you can. But it seems to be that by definition, Ochel Nefesh.
So what's, you have the first part, what's the second part? So you're getting there, good. Kol hakavod. So it's clearly a lamdus. I mean, there's two ways I can get to it. I can find it in a Tosfos and a Masha, which is nitty gritty, or I can give you a Svara. I'm not sure which one I should do first. I'm not sure. I haven't decided yet, but I was working on it and I was breaking my head on the Tosfos and Masha, and I said, okay, something is written over here. I didn't quite get it. And then I saw the Birchas Avram Ellinger, he starts with the Svara. He ignores the whole Tosfos and Masha. So I'm not sure. I'm thinking maybe I should first show the Tesis and the Masha, and we'll see Makatuf, what's Muchach, and then we'll give the Svara, and we'll get to your thing in Lamdus. You have a very good point. So let's see first the Tesis and Masha. Tesis in Megillah seems to learn like Rashi. Tesis says, on number four in the sheet, Tesis says, Kan v'machshirin she'ef shel ha'asos me'erev yontif. Right? The same Gemara, that's the Gemara in Megillah we just did, that Machshirim, which sharpening the knife that you could have done before Yontif, is not permitted. Mashma, midulay pligi ele b'machshirim, michlau, the gufa Michael shori lasal b'yontif. That the actual food you have to make in Yontif, apagav de'efshel lasal me'erev Yontif. Same story like Rashi, right? That's something which you could have done erev Yontif, doesn't make a difference, Eichel Nefesh is permitted. In other words, Taisa says, seems to indicate that a machloik is Rabbi Yudin Rabbanon is only by machshirim. That's where we say that halacha is something which could be done beforehand, you don't have to do it on Yantif. But Eichel Nefesh really, even if you could have done it beforehand, permitted. Eichel Nefesh is permitted. There's no such limitation of who. Taisa says, him came kasha. I found it more in Shabbos, it says not like that. It says, Hachoylev, v'amagabein, v'amachabetz, v'oroydech alazvash v'shabas, chayiv chatos, v'yontif, leikres aboim. So Teisa has a question. Wait a second. You're telling me that Eichel Nefesh has no limitation. You could have done it beforehand. But the Gemara in Shabbos, Daf Tzadi Hei, says that if you milk the cow or you make the cheese and stuff like that, if you do that on Yontif, even though it's Eichel Nefesh, it's forbidden. Why? Eichel Nefesh. Why can't I milk the cow and why can't I make the cheese? Why can't I do all that on Yontif? It should all be permitted. Seems to be forbidden. Says Tosfos in 4a, V'yesh Leima, listen. The vaday oichel nefesh hamiskalkel imoisei meesmol mutalas nebiyomtiv. Oichel nefesh, if they do it yesterday and they're going to get ruined, that's permitted. Aval oichel nefesh, the odiv tvei kishu osim meesmol, and the achronim say, doesn't mean it's better, but oichel nefesh, which doesn't get ruined if I do it yesterday, kainahuda matznia, by the chalas, and by the dvash, and by the milk, also la soysim v'yantif. Soysim says, oichel nefesh, that's not going to get ruined if I do it yesterday, it's forbidden in yantif to do. Aval machshirin, the loimis kalkil, kishinasim mesmoil, but machshire oichel nefesh, fixing my knife, never gets ruined if I do it yesterday. But v'ho vada yesh lechalek bein heich de efshar l'loy efshar. There you can differentiate something which you could have done earlier or couldn't have done earlier. What is he saying, Taisus? It's not words even. What is he saying? So the Mashal explains. Look at Taisus.
He's differentiating on why you couldn't do it earlier. There's a difference between why you could have done it earlier. If it's to avoid spoiling, that's part of Ochel Nefesh. If it's just you could have done it, so you wouldn't have to do it tomorrow, that's not Ochel Nefesh.
But he says more than that. He says that he's saying one is objective, if it gets spoiled, and one is because I didn't get around to do it. But he says that by Ochel Nefesh, all I look for is it gets spoiled or does it not get spoiled? But by Machshira Eichel Nefesh, it's never going to get spoiled. So there the Torah says, subjective. Could you have done it or could you have not done it? There are two gauges and there are two different types of could have done it yesterday. The whole machlekes in the Rebbeinu Rabbanon that you need the pasuk of who to tell me something which I could have done or couldn't have done is something which anyway is not going to get spoiled. So if I say machshira eichel nefesh is permitted on Yom Tov, it's not going to get spoiled anyway. So I could have done it yesterday, but it's still permitted today, right? Because fix my knife, I could have done it yesterday, could have done it today. It's not going to get spoiled, but it's machshira eichel nefesh. It's permitted to be done. Here the terrorists come in and jump in and say, wait a second, who? Could you have done it yesterday? Or you were lazy, you didn't bother doing it. That, where that kicks in, the svara of who? Because machshir eichel nefesh is not going to get spoiled anyway. So there the Gemara, the Mishnah, Pasuk, as I say, it's not getting spoiled, but still permitted, because the Torah says, machshir eichel nefesh, it's all okay. The Torah says, not so simple. You could have done it yesterday, you're to blame. No heter. Who tells me you have no heter doing it? But eichel nefesh, which if I do it yesterday, it's not going to get spoiled, is never permitted. You're a svar. You don't need who for. Who is telling me something which is not going to get spoiled if I do it yesterday, and therefore eichel nefesh, machshir eichel nefesh tells me I'm allowed to do everything? Yeah, not so simple. If you're going to be lazy, you're not allowed to do it. It's a limitation on the blanket heter of machshir eichel nefesh. Says the Mashal, but eichel nefesh, real eichel nefesh, if you could have done it yesterday, misvara, says the Mashal, you're not allowed to do it today. That's your svara. And he explains like that in Taisus. Read the Mashal, we slow down. I'm going to give you the lumbus in a minute. Says the Mashal, kan machshirim yeshleima, devadai nechem kalkal atkan l'shayim, pirish. Devadai misvara neim ahochi. For sure there's a pasha to svara. De lo yitiru oichel nefesh, ela bedova hamiskalkel. Eichel nefesh is only permitted something which get ruined the day before. If I do it the day before, then it gets ruined. That's the eichel nefesh they permitted. Aval she'ena miskalkel, but something which doesn't get ruined, that's a svara. I don't need a pasuk for that. I don't need who to tell me that. Something which I could do yesterday, I have no head to doing that. There's no head to do that. And by the way, what's the svara to that? So the Minchas, the Chinuch, the Sefer Chinuch says that the head of Eichel Nefesh is because it's permitted for Yom Tov. You want to do it for Yom Tov? it's permitted for this day only. Something which I could have done yesterday, it's not this day only. Because I could have done it yesterday, there's no heter of Eichel Nefesh. Eichel Nefesh katuv in Eichel Nefesh. Acha shiocha l'chol nefesh. Whatever you need for Yantiv, you'll have to do on Yantiv. But if you could have done it yesterday, then there's no need for Yantiv. Could have been done yesterday. So it's not specific for Yantiv. There's no heter b'chlal. That's not Eichel Nefesh. Continues the Masha. Aval machshirim the leishaych be mekalkel. You can't have kilkul by machshirim. The knife can be done yesterday. V'ilav miut de hu, and without the miut of who, according to Rabbi Yehuda, who says, Lachem tells me, you'll have to do machshirei yochel nefesh, havish sharin lei machshirim b'chol gavna. Then all types of machshirim is permitted. Because I'm allowed to sharpen my knife. You're right, I could have done yesterday, but Lachem tells me, brisker, Lachem tells me, all machshirim are permitted. Today, yesterday, doesn't make a difference. Could have done it yesterday. It doesn't get ruined anyway, Machshir Ruch Nefesh, by definition. Right, Jonathan? Machshir Ruch Nefesh. Get ruined if I do it yesterday? Of course not. And still the Torah says, Lachem, you'll have to do it on Yantif. Midachshir Lachem, the Mabina Machshirin. Valkechach, and therefore, Le'osim Yutu Duhu, and therefore the Pasuk of who comes and tells me, Elo Lechalek, Bein Efsho, Leloy Efsho. This is Efsho to do yesterday. Sorry, you have no Heta. Aval boichel nefesh, the leslan miut to duhu, boichel nefesh that doesn't have a miut to duhu, leslan namil fugi bein efshel efshel, el bein miskak lein miskak besvora. In other words, the svora of efshel loy efshel is subjective. Could you have done it? Could you not have done it? That only kicks in by machshir echel nefesh. Because machshir echel nefesh, by definition, doesn't get ruined if I do it yesterday. And still the Torah says, you'll have to do it on yontif. So I have a blanket effort to do all machshir echel nefesh. Comes who and says, not so simple. You could have done it earlier. You have no heter. Lo yefshur. Now, if you yefshur, sorry, you should have watched yourself. But eichel nefesh, by definition, it's not called eichel nefesh unless it's only for yontif. And if you could have done it yesterday without the pasuk of who, it's not eichel nefesh. Therefore, Rashi doesn't need a pasuk of who. Why? It's not eichel nefesh. You're a svara. Yeah. Now, 1 second. What's the chilik in lomdus? And I think that will explain it. No, this is Katuv. This is Masha Katuv. This would replace the saying. What's the Svara behind it? So the Svara behind it is the following. Again, we had a question that said, wait a second, how could Rashi learn that Eichel Nefesh is not permitted? If you could have done it yesterday, there's no Pasuk of who, just like by Machshir Eichel Nefesh. Machshir Eichel Nefesh, you need a Pasuk of who to tell me that if you could do it yesterday, it's not permitted today. But by Eichel Nefesh, we don't have the Pasuk of who. What's the difference? Right? So there's a Pnei Yeshua, and he says, like this. Pnei Yeshua says, wait a second. There's two differences between Machshir Eichel Nefesh and Eichel Nefesh. Number one, there's the Pasuk of who, to tell me that it has to be Yefshel Asoysom, Me'erev Yontif, that we have only by Machshir Eichel Nefesh. For some reason, we don't have that pasuk by Eichel Nefesh. That's one difference between them. There's another difference. That by Eichel Nefesh, there's a svara, mitoich shehutra letzorech, hutra nami shaloi letzorech. What does that mean? That if something is permitted, I'm allowed to shecht, or I'm allowed to cook for food purposes, I'm also allowed to cook for non-food purposes. That's mitaych.
And not everybody holds
mitaych. Everybody holds mitaych. Basilo, we hold like that. We pass them like that. Mitaych. Okay, fine. So mitaych shutazuzuzuzuzuzuzuzuzuzuzuzuzuzuzuzuzuzuzuzuzuzuzuzuzuzuzuzuzuzuzuzuzuzuzuzuzuzuzuzuzuzuzuzuzuzuzuzuzuzuzuzuzuzuzuzuzuzuzuzuzuzuzuzuzuzuzuzuzuzuzuzuzuzuzuzuzuzuzuzuzuzuzuzuzuzuzuzuzuzuzuzuzuzuzuzuzuzuzuzuzuzuzuzuzuzuzuzuzuzuzuzuzuzuzuzuzuzuzuzuzuzuzuzuzuzuzuzuzuzuzuzuzuzuzuzuzuzuzuzuzuzuzuzuzuzuzuzuzuzuzuzuzuzuzuzuzuzuzuzuzuzuzuzuzuzuzuzuzuzuzuzuzuzuzuzuzuzuzuzuzuzuzuzuzuzuzuzuzuzuzu then you're allowed to, Mitoich tells me, even not for Eichel Nefesh, it's permitted. For example, I'm allowed to light a fire even if it's not for cooking. I want light. As long as it's Tzarech Yontef, it's permitted. I'm allowed to carry, even if it's not for food purposes, Mitoich. As long as it's Tzarech Yontef, it's permitted. So the Yeshua says, do we say Mitoich on Machshirei Eichel Nefesh? Says the Peshua, if you say Mitzaych on Machshir Eichel Nefesh, right, then all malachas are permitted. That's what Peshua says. Because it means, oh well, I can what's the name? I can fix my knife. Machshir Eichel Nefesh, Sam can fix my knife, and it's Tzarech Yontef. And you got rid of the whole, that's what Peshua says. What's the difference? What's the difference? What's the difference between Oichel Nefesh and Machshirei Oichel Nefesh? That's really the crux that we're discussing, right? Why do you need a pasuk of who for Machshirei Oichel Nefesh? And for some reason the Mashal says, Oichel Nefesh, you don't need a pasuk of who. What's the reason? Or, why do you have Mitoich by Oichel Nefesh? You don't have Mitoich by Machshirei Oichel Nefesh. What's the difference between the two? Says in Svara, Birchas Avram, he says, because Oichel Nefesh, the head of Oichel Nefesh, they allowed the Malacha. The type of Malacha they allowed for Oichel Nefesh. The heter of Machshir Oichel Nefesh, they didn't allow the Malacha. They allowed the Tzorech, if there's a need for it, they allowed the need. Not they allowed the Malacha, they allowed the Tzorech. In other words, Oichel Nefesh, they allowed this Malacha, right? Which Malacha did they allow for Oichel Nefesh? Says the Chinuch. Only Malachas, which is really for Yom Tov. Anything which could have been done yesterday is not for Yom Tov. It's a 2-day thing. It's not a 1-day Yom Tov thing. That's not a Malacha that they allowed. Once they allowed that Malacha, it's only, by definition, the only Malacha they allowed is only something which can only be done, which is best today. If I can do it yesterday, it's not a Malacha that's permitted for Yom Tov. Look at the Chinuch says. 6a. Void biro amafashim achreinim in yezeva umurkein the loy sharikra tzorech nefesh elamash nas eliyoymai. When only can be done that day. Kaleima lizman muat for a short time. K'may bishul v'afir k'yetz v'zekim v'shamarnu. V'chein ma shadash alon tzemech d'boi lachino l'shaitoi. Lafuke tzeda shindash alon aler shem lezam l'tzeda yoy. Which means, hunting, I'm not going to hunt only in Yom Tov because maybe I won't succeed. I'm going to hunt 2 days in advance. Anything which can be done over not just Yom Tov is not a malacha that they allowed. They only allowed this malacha for Yom Tov and nothing else. Now, right? Now, therefore, I hear the svar of Mitoich. What's Mitoich? Mitoich tells me they allowed this malacha is categorized as a malacha for Yom Tov only. So therefore, lighting a fire, Mitoich shutul l'tzorech, hutanam ishala l'tzorech, even after Oichel Nefesh. That malacha was permitted. That's a svara on Oichel Nefesh. Machshir Oichel Nefesh tells me, you know what? Anything which is a tzorech, a need of Oichel Nefesh, is permitted. Correct? So therefore, anything which I could have done yesterday is no need for the Oichel Nefesh. I know, that's the pasuk. I guess that's what the pasuk tells me. That's what the pasuk tells me. In other words, the efsher on Oichel Nefesh, or efsher on Oichel Nefesh, is not the same as the efsher on Machshir Oichel Nefesh. Efsher to do it on Oichel Nefesh tells me it's not a malacha that's permitted. It's objectively not a malacha. I could have done it yesterday. This is not a malacha for Yom Tov. The efsher on Machshir Oichel Nefesh tells me it's not tzorech Oichel Nefesh because I could have done it yesterday. So here the efsher tells me it's not a malacha. Here the efsher tells me it's not a tzorech. That's the difference between the two. Right? And that's why, by the way, we don't say mitoich. Because mitoich you only say if it's a tzorech Oichel Nefesh. If it's not tzorech Oichel Nefesh, you can't say that because the whole heter is only a tzorech. If it, you can't say, mitoich shutul tzorech, hutanami shalei tzorech. No, that's if the malach is permitted, then you can permit even shalei tzorech. But here's not the malach that's permitted. Machshir Oichel Nefesh, the tzorech. It's not a tzorech. For Oichel Nefesh, not permitted. Doesn't start. Something which could have done yesterday is again not a tzorech for Oichel Nefesh. I could have done it yesterday. It changes, right? So therefore, he says, by the way, if it's a tzorech, if I could have done it yesterday, it's subjective on me. If it's the Oichel Nefesh, it's objective on the Mloch of Oichel Nefesh. Could have done it yesterday, it's not Oichel Nefesh. Something which, if Machshir Oichel Nefesh tells me that even if it's not, even if it's, what's the name, even if it's, if the reason Machshir Oichel Nefesh is made because it's tzorech, something which I could have done yesterday, subjectively, makes it already not tzorech. That's the difference between both cases. So by the way, we want to look in number 7, and then we can answer all the questions that we started with. Venire, one second. So according to that, it makes a lot of sense. Taisa's question. Taisa says, wait a second, how could Rashi learn that machshir eichel nefesh? How could Rashi learn that something which could be done yesterday is no heter? There's no pasuk to tell me that. Where do you need the pasuk to tell me that there's a limitation to machshir eichel nefesh? I could have done it yesterday. That's only by machshir eichel nefesh. Because machshir eichel nefesh tells me anything which is tzarech is okay. Well, you know what? You could have done it yesterday. There's no tzarech. But by Eichel Nefesh, you don't need a pasuk to tell me that, because something you could have done yesterday is not even Eichel Nefesh. Answer face the question. The Ram has a question. Okay, according to Rashi, if I tried hunting yesterday and I didn't succeed, so that means I can do it in Shabbos, on Yom Tov. Answer, you can't. Why? Because just because I tried yesterday and didn't succeed, at the end of the day, is the melacha a melacha of Eichel Nefesh or not? I could have done the melacha yesterday. Not going to allow me to melacha just because I tried and I didn't succeed. Answers the Ram's question as well. It answers the question of Mila as well. Why? Because Mila, right, carrying the sakin, why am I allowed to carry the sakin on Yantif? Because it's Mitech Shutel. So that makes it Eichel Nefesh, a permitted Melacha. Who cares? I could have done it yesterday. Once it's a permitted Melacha, meaning doing it yesterday is going to categorize if it's a permitted malacha or not. Once you have a svara of mitoich that tells me it's a permitted malacha, then who cares if I could have done it yesterday? It's not going to change the fact that it's a permitted malacha. So if I could have brought the knife yesterday, not going to change anything. Understand this svara? No, that's the difference between, let's look now number 7 inside. What? Oh, because by mila has nothing to do with of a permitted malacha. The halacha is that anything, it's a dichui, it's Shabbos. But the Mila pushes away Shabbos. Something you could have done yesterday that doesn't push it away. Doesn't define the Malacha. Eichel Nefesh. Yeah. So yeah. Just like Eichel Nefesh made it, just like Eichel Nefesh made it, it's all included in Eichel Nefesh. So therefore, just because I could have done it yesterday, doesn't make a difference. Like every Eichel Nefesh, by the way, like Eichel Nefesh, the shechting is permitted. Why? Because it's fresher today. Yeah, but you know what? I could have done it yesterday and this meat would have stayed fresh. Doesn't make a difference. Once that malacha becomes a permitted malacha, so then because it's fresher today, so then who cares? Because on yesterday,
Yom Tov is not really permitted. Eichel Nefesh is not really what's permitted on Yom Tov. Mitoch is really redefining the whole concept of Yom Tov.
Why is that?
Because you're carrying your tissue has nothing to do with Eichel Nefesh.
Correct. That's a separate halacha. No,
but Mitoch is not really a separate halacha.
Why? It says whatever Eichel Nefesh, whatever Malach is permitted for Eichel Nefesh, that Malach becomes a permitted Malach altogether. It's Allah in the Malach, which means carrying is permitted, checking is permitted. Yeah.
The whole Yom Tov is completely different.
It meaning. Yeah, but based on Eichel Nefesh, whatever that permitted Malach is. And by the way.
Just a way to define.
No, because Eichel Nefesh is only a permitted, what's considered Eichel Nefesh? Only something which is specific, has to be done in Yom Tov. That Rashi tells us. Rashi is telling us that what's an Eichel Nefesh Malacha that's permitted? Only something which is only for that one day. Anything we could have done the day before is not Eichel Nefesh. Once I have that only for one day, then Mitaych tells me for other purposes as well. Because not tell me Tzarech. It doesn't have to tell me Tzarech. It has to tell me that Malacha is permitted. Mitaych tells me even Shalayla Tzarech. Machshir Eichel Nefesh tells me, no, only something which is a Tzarech. Therefore, you cannot say Mitaych and Machshir. Is that the difference? Let's read inside, tell me if it becomes clearer. V'nira de b'zeh yisoy dechilek b'en meleches eichel nefesh u'v'en machshire eichel nefesh. De b'machshirin eina hetza mitzad sug ha-melocha v'hi melocha asura. Right? Machshirin is not that it's a forbidden melocha. Ela de rabiudu dosh mikro lochem Ela rabiudu dosh mikro lochem lochot zezachim l'rabes machshirin u'muki uv le-machshir al machshin shev la-zmer v'yantech. Rabbiya Bezer, explanation, the Mavad Meheter Sham Lechaz Eichel Nefesh, besides the Heter of Melacha, Yesh Oid Heter Shal Tzorech Eichel Nefesh. Uvzeh Bina Davke Shei Tzorech. Shei Yesher Mayimei Rav Yontif. The Mefsher Hoyo, in Mefsher, he Hoyo Ein Zeh Tzorech Kolkach. In other words, Tzorech The who tells me that something which he could have done yesterday, there is no tzarech. That's subjective. Because if he could have done it, he couldn't have done it. That's by machshirim. Aval b'mlechazeich ha-nefesh, lefi das Rashi, eino tali b'cholodom im efshe loy aloy, do hete mitzad ze, the mitzad, the ze min mlocha muteres, the bi'ika shema mlocha, have a mlechazeich ha-nefesh. In other words, mlechazeich ha-nefesh is objective. Not if I could have done or I couldn't have done, like the Mashal says. Not I was lazy or was not lazy. Rashi holds, is it something that's only for that day? If it could have been done yesterday, it's not only for that day. It's not melech zechel nefesh. With this real el Rashi, the Rashi holds the echad the ikam melachi sug melacha shevshe mebayd yoim. Rashi's chiddush is that if it's a type of melacha that could have been done, that could have been done the day before, im kein min melacha zu eini bechalal hakdoros shem melech zechel nefesh. But lay mishum de la have a tzorich echel nefesh. The gamli day yevshe mishum mebim esmo. Let's say he couldn't have done it yesterday. He was busy, or the net came out empty. That's your svara. But machshirei chanefesh, the Torah allows machshirei chanefesh. It could anyway have been done yesterday, and still the Torah allows it. You could also sharpen your knife yesterday, and the Torah allows it. Where's the limitation? Oh yeah, but if you were lazy, you made a mistake, then you can't do it. So by machshirei chanefesh, the limitation is on you. Because Machshir Eichel Nefesh tells me, according to Rabbi Yehuda, that anything could have done yesterday, too bad. You can still do it. But if you were lazy, that's a limitation of who?
So Lechem teaches you tzarech.
Lechem tells you, anything which is tzarech Eichel Nefesh is all permitted, even if you could have done it yesterday.
But the who says...
That if you were lazy, you personally were lazy. But the who's not defining the melacha.
Right.
It's what you were. Because Lechem tells me, even... Any machshir echel nefesh means the knife could have been done yesterday, so you're allowed to do it on Shabbos, on Yom Tov. What does it depend on? On were you lazy, were you not lazy? Did you not do it when you're supposed to have done it? That's what who limits it. But without the who, by the way, it'll come out that if you paskin like Rabbi Yehuda, so then every echel nefesh that you couldn't have done yesterday, even if the melacha could have been done earlier, but if you couldn't have done it, it should be no worse than machshir echel nefesh should be permitted. You hear that question?
Yeah.
And the Mishnah Berurah passes like that, actually.
I understand that if it's not makalka, then I can do it before the other.
Makalka, what are you talking about makalka? Oh, miskalka, if it doesn't get ruined.
So if it's mid-kalkel, then I can do it.
On Yom Tov.
If it's not mid-kalkel, I can't, I have to do it before.
Correct.
But what you're telling me, since I can do it for Okel Nefesh, I can do it even if it's not Okel Nefesh.
Correct.
So why can't
I'll tell you the reason why.
Why can't I catch
No, I'll tell you the reason why. Because mitoich only helps on the melacha, that this is a permitted melacha. Seidah is not a permitted melacha. Meaning, mitoich tells me, for example, shechita, right? Shechita is a permitted melacha. Why is it a permitted melacha? Why is it a echel nefesh? Because it's miskalka if I do it the day before. Correct? So now mitoich tells me, shechita is a permitted melacha, because it can only be done that day. So I'm allowed to do shechita, even not for food purposes. If a bug bothering me, I can kill the bug in Yom Tov. Shechita. Halacha, I'm allowed to do it. Why? Because Mitoich tells me, this permitted malacha, I'm allowed to do it even not for Eichel Nefesh purposes. But what's considered permitted malacha? Only something which I couldn't have done before Yom Tov. Something I could have done before Yom Tov is not malacha. I don't need, like Taisha says, I don't need a pasuk to tell me that. Like Aryeh said, that's not malacha of Yom Tov. Malach of Yom Tov is only something which has to be done in Yom Tov.
No, but Seder, if I have to...
But Seder, by definition, is something which could be done the day before because it's just as fresh. I can catch it the day before, that's Rashi is saying. Catch it the day before and put it in my fish pond. In my house.
I need to catch a rabbit.
So, catch a rabbit the day before, it doesn't get ruined. The meat gets ruined if I shecht it. It stinks. Why can't I catch a rabbit in the field?
And what do I do with your rabbit?
Put it in my what's name? It's nitzayed already. Put it in my cage, in my yard. So it's not it's a forbidden melacha. So there the svara of Efshar La'asosei is a svara, what's considered a Eichel Nefesh melacha, what's not. But like Taisa says, Machshira Eichel Nefesh, by definition, it can always be done the day before. But what's Machshira Eichel Nefesh? Nothing gets ruined. I can chop my knife the day before. And still the Torah says, according to Rabbi Yehuda, you're allowed to do it. So it means for some reason, Machshira Eichel Nefesh, you're allowed to do always. You're always allowed to do it. Rabbi Yehuda says, Machshira Eichel Nefesh, you're always allowed to do, even if you could have done the day before. Comes along the Luhu, according to Rabbi Yehuda, and says, you know what? But if you were lazy, that's the limitation. Because if you were lazy, that's the limitation.
But again, me talk. If I didn't sharpen the knife on Yom Kippur, if I was not able to do it before,
correct.
So sharpening a knife on Yom Kippur is okay.
Correct.
Me talk. I should be able to sharpen any knife.
No. What do you mean sharpen any knife?
Even if it was something I could have done yet.
No. That's not Mitoch.
Mitoch
doesn't tell me that. Mitoch does not say, first you don't see Mitoch by, Mitoch means, doesn't mean that I can do this, I can do it like this. Mitoch means, if it's permitted for Eichel Nefesh, it's also permitted for non-Eichel Nefesh.
Sharpening a knife for Shvita is Eichel Nefesh.
And what's non-Eichel Nefesh? Because I couldn't have done it yesterday, I could have done it yesterday, it's still Eichel Nefesh.
Right.
That's not non-Eichel Nefesh. Non-Eichel Nefesh is a sharpened knife in order to open the key. Because very simple. Because Machshir Eichel Nefesh, it's not the Malacha that's permitted. It's only if it's a Tzarech. And if it's not Eichel Nefesh, it's not a Tzarech. You never say Mitoich on Machshirim. That was the other Svar. You cannot say Mitoich on Machshirim. Because Mitoich, remember, Machshirim is a Tzarech. It's not a Malacha.
Carrying a tissue.
Carrying is Eichel Nefesh. You can carry food. So therefore, that's mitoich. Once the malach is Eichel Nefesh malacha, then even non for Eichel Nefesh, you'll have to do it. But what don't you understand? What am I not understanding?
If I can carry for non Eichel Nefesh,
correct.
Then why can't I sharpen my knife to get the key out of the door?
Because sharpening a knife is... It's a question like this. Because for some reason, Chazal felt that carrying your food from place to place to eat it is not called Machshir Eichel Nefesh. That's called Eichel Nefesh. Because when you cook food, you have to be able to, part of the cooking process, eating process, is to bring it to the table. Bring it from one place to the other place. So carrying the food is Eichel Nefesh. It's not Machshir Eichel Nefesh. Gemara learns like that. And the Gemara says, we say Mitoich on carrying. Sharpening your knife is Machshir Eichel Nefesh. But I can't argue in the Gemara. Now, the Chiddush over here is that Machshir Eichel Nefesh, even though it could have been done yesterday, because that's a different definition of Machshir Eichel Nefesh, they still allowed it. So where's the limitation? Who? Oh no, because I myself, subjectively, I couldn't have done that. Right? That's the Svara. So therefore, just because Rashi needs the Gemara needs a pasuk for who on Rabbi Yehuda, the one say, well, according to Chachamim, we don't have who, so why is there a limitation? No, that limitation is on the Machshir Eichel Nefesh that you could have done it yourself. The Rashlanut, you are lazy, but it's not going to affect something that doesn't start with Taisa says the Svara, something which could have done yesterday is not even Eichel Nefesh. All I'm saying, Joe, is that according to the Mishnah Berurah, it comes out like that, that if you paskin that Machshirei Eichel Nefesh, if you couldn't have done it, I was stuck, and I couldn't have done it the day before, I'm allowed to do it on, but that's where you paskin, I'm allowed to do it on Yontif, correct? So then let's say I have, what's the name? I want to catch my fish, correct? I want to catch my fish on Yom Tov. Can't, forbidden melacha. Correct? But let's say I was busy every Yom Tov and I couldn't have caught my fish. Right? But it's no worse than let it be considered Machshir Eichel Nefesh. And if we paskin, Machshir Eichel Nefesh is okay, which we do paskin. So catching my fish, not Mehilchis Eichel Nefesh, it should be okay, because that you could have done yesterday. But Meilchus Machshir Eichel Nefesh, it should be okay. And since I was stuck yesterday, I should be able to do it. And we should move paskin like that. They're allowed to do it. That once we paskin Machshir Eichel Nefesh, if you didn't have a chance yesterday, it's permitted. Says the Mishabur, even the real Eichel Nefesh is the same way. Right, right. If you hold, this whole discussion is Rashi, without Machshir Eichel Nefesh, just in the Chachamim, who say Eichel Nefesh. But if we paskin like Rabbi Yehuda, and says Machshir Eichel Nefesh is also okay, and really subjective, I couldn't do it, so every Eichel Nefesh that I could have done yesterday will become okay, if I was really subjective and I couldn't have done it, it like God has no worse than Machshir Eichel Nefesh. That's what Kolesky brings around here. He learns that Mr. Bura. He says, how come it works? We hold Eichel Nefesh, could have done yesterday, it doesn't work. Yeah, because Mehilchus Machshir Eichel Nefesh, it should be okay. But not relevant to our discussion. Rashi is talking about, according to Chachamim, who don't hold Machshir Eichel Nefesh, just regular Eichel Nefesh, these are the two Gedarim, two concepts. There's Eichel Nefesh, there's Machshir Eichel Nefesh. So like you said it, the Svara, and you write about that Svara, so you have to see why Machshir Eichel Nefesh is different, and I think that really you see it in Tesis. That's what Tesis is trying to tell me. What was that? According to that opinion, if I didn't have a chance,
1 day, 2 days, 3 days a week.
Maybe. No, if I didn't have a chance.
Yesterday I was lazy. Thursday I could have done.
That's the question. I don't know about that.
At some point you could have done it.
At some point it's sports.
No, the knife.
Yeah, I could have made it a month ago. You know, like your mother tells me.
Meaning, every... No, but Machshir Eichel Nefesh, yeah, we hold Machshir Eichel Nefesh permitted, but even Eichel Nefesh is the Chiddush. Meaning, even something which we hold is not a permitted melacha. What thing? Pluck the fruit of the tree. I'd be able to pluck the fruit of the tree if I didn't have a chance. On Friday, or the day before, it just got right then, and I came to a new place, huh? I'll be permitted, Mehilchus Machshir Eichel Nefesh, like, no worse than Machshir Eichel Nefesh to pluck the fruit of the tree. That's his Kiddush. Not Shabbos, Yom Tov. What? No, there's another problem. There's not a Chenefesh that's making a new fire is a problem. Moilek, a new fire. Moilek, creating a new fire. Every time you drive, it's creating a new fire. That's a separate issue. That's not going to help you, a Chenefesh. Yes. Oh, meaning for food. But you don't say Mitoich. You don't say Mitoich on Tzarech. That doesn't help.
But
it's not Eichel Nefesh.
I couldn't have come yesterday to the
birthday. Yeah, but that's only Mitoich. But you don't say Mitoich.
I couldn't get to these people's house.
But driving car is not Eichel Nefesh. Mitoich. Mitoich doesn't help you. If again.
Starting a fire.
It's a malacha. And Mitoich doesn't help you if.
Lighting a fire is not a permitted
malacha.
You can't start a fire for
Eichel Nefesh either. Right. You can't start a fire for Eichel Nefesh either. Correct. I guess the reason is maybe because you could have started yesterday. I'm not sure why the reason is. That's a good point. Yeah. What? Lavora.
Yeah.
So that's the reason why there's no Eichel Nefesh? Maybe. No. Anyway, that's what comes out this year.
I thought maybe
because you could have done before. I'm not sure. Anyway, that's Shita's Rashi. This is Shita's Rashi.
What's that? Right.
Taisa holds this whole thing. Taisa holds there's no chilek, and Eichel Nefesh should be minutes. But Taisa, by the way, according to Taisa, all this doesn't apply. Taisa says Eichel Nefesh only permitted the last stages. Mishas Lisha Ve'elach. He learns from a pasuk. So anything which is comes out the same as Rashi, something you could have done earlier, means it's not the last stages, generally speaking. But he learns from a pasuk. It's separate reasons.